Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Benny King bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Babbitt is our guest, our good friend, the author, co-author of A World Gone Social, president of Switch and Shift. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. We're talking about underrated career skills. Right, Mark?
We are. And, you know, we should emphasize, Jim, that if you go to a more traditional company and you start talking about this, you're going to surprise the heck out of them, right? So these are pretty new issues that we're talking about here, other than maybe being an influencer, because that was always important.
Yeah, the writing part, you're probably right. But, you know, I think it's always been most of these are primordial, Mark. I mean, most of these on your list here, maybe not everyone, but most of them, these are high touch things. Being able to communicate in writing or by voice, that's one of the next things you talk about, is creating a being able to be conversational. I've been with people recently who, when you try to talk to them, they shut down the conversation. They don't try to get a conversation going. They answer you with responses that shut down the conversation. That's not a skill. That's a flaw, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it is a flaw. But you know, I was in the airport, Denver airport, with my 9-year-old son the other day, Jim. And even my 9-year-old son said nobody carries on a conversation anymore. All of us are nose down.
Yeah.
And just, you know, watching people sitting in the United Club, in restaurants, yep. and they walk down the aisles, nobody was carrying on a conversation anymore. And maybe the world has conditioned us that we can text an IM and post.
One of the things that it bothers me, I'm not like that except for one thing. I read my newspapers on my phone. And I always feel like people are looking at me like I'm one of those guys. Hey, guys, I'm just reading my newspaper. Leave me alone.
especially when you get on the airplane, you get on the airplane and you start talking with Johnny Carl.
Oh yeah,
that device can be put your earbuds in and you're safe again, right? So even if you're not listening to anything, if you for the appearance that you are, but here's the deal: today's economy is based on relationships.
Yep.
And if you're not talking to people, if you're not able to carry on a conversation, if you're not a little bit of a storyteller, you're losing the opportunity to make a difference.
And I want to reinvoke for the 1,000th time, maybe this year, the prophecy of John Nesbitt. He said the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. And I believe that is the companion prophecy with Moore's Law, which is, you know, about doubling of technological capacity every 18 months. I do believe the more Moore's Law is true, the more Nesbitt's Law is true, and that is the high touch thing. We're human beings. We're analog beings. We're always going to want high touch.
Well, and again, counter to what some people are thinking right now, right? You get that collector on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn, and all they do is make connections, but they don't start conversations. Mm-hmm. They don't build relationships. I'm sorry, I'll take a smaller number of followers and likes and connections and solid human-to-human relationships. Yeah. I'll take that any day over your 450,000 followers on Twitter.
You also talk about in your list emotional intelligence. This is another thing. Having empathy for people, seeing what's going on with them, not just hearing their words. What do you think?
Well, that's the granddaddy of them all. I mean, I don't know about you. You know, I'm in my mid-50s. I guarantee you when I started my career, the words emotional and intelligence were never used together. I
right.
didn't even know what that meant. Right?
Right.
But this is our ability to actively listen to others. Not just so you can figure out what you're going to say next, but to actually hear what they're saying and mm-hmm. apply it to the conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because how can we know who to connect that person with? How can we know what solution to provide them? How can we know what value to bring to them if we aren't really listening to what they're saying in this moment? If we aren't mindful of the conversation that we're in right now, and that's emotional intelligence is we have to stop being self-important.
Yep.
We have to stop worrying about what we're going to say next. We have two ears and one mouth. We must use them proportionally.
Well, and also, when you're talking to people, not only hear the words they're saying, but hear how they're saying it, how they're expressing them, what their body language is doing. There's a whole lot of stuff going on there that you can pick up on if you'll just stop being self-absorbed for 1 minute.
Well, boy, I'm glad you brought up the body language thing, because you know, really good salespeople have known this for years. About 95% of our communication is nonverbal.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if we're not actually watching the conversation, not just listening, but watching the conversation,
yeah.
that we're in trouble.
And well, with all the technology, those things are being lost. That's a great loss that we've
that's
got right
it.
Now.
And that, to be honest with you, Jim, that's why I wrote that post you saw on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Is I, as a mentor, I'm getting really frustrated with...
Mark, I got to wrap it up. Switchandshift.com, right?
Switchandshift.com. Thank you, Jim.
A World Gone Social by Mark Babbitt. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.